Nadar and Perk Zion Mishnah Gimel. Hanoider minak sus. Person makes a nether from wearing garments or a garment. Mutter basak. Beyuria uvachamila. So he's allowed to wear like a sackcloth. Uriah is a curtain or a chamila is a blanket. These things are very, very thick. And usually when people talk about clothing, they're not referring to these types of items. Omar, konim tsemer olo alai. If a person makes a konim on wool, normally when people say, I don't want to put any wool on me, they're usually referring to wool clothing. And therefore, mutter lehiskasus begize tsemer. He'd be allowed to put on himself or wear like shearings of wool, because that's not what people are referring to. They're referring to like suits and garments that are made out of wool. So therefore, if he has a strand of wool or a shear of wool, he can put that on his body and that's not being over the nether. Or the same thing, pishtan ola alai. He says the same type of thing by flax, linen. Mutil hiskasus banitze pishtan. He's also allowed to cover himself with stalks of flax, because he's really just referring to linen garments made from the flax. Rabbi Yehuda omer hakol lefi hanoider. Rabbi Yehuda says everything is according to the way the Rav explains it. Seems Rabbi Yehuda is talking about the way that he made the nether. Like what's apparent that he's referring to. And the Rush brings b'shem the Ramban, that Rabbi Yehuda is not being cholik on anybody, and the Rav actually says halachos like Rabbi Yehuda here. This seems to be divrei hakol. So what does this mean? So the example would be like this. Ton v'hizia v'haya reichu kasha. He's carrying something, and he's schwitzing, and this thing that he's carrying, this large item, is smelling. Omar, and because of all this, he's schlepping it. Kainim tsemer u'pishtin ola alai. He makes a kainim for wool or linen on top of him. So we know that in this case, it's actually the opposite. He's probably making a nether, from what we're seeing, for these types of things. Not garments. He's like upset at carrying like heavy things of wool or heavy things of flax. So in this case, mutter liskasos, he actually would be able to wear like a wool suit. Because he's not referring to a suit or a linen garment. Va'asr lahafshu l'achayrav. But in this case, he would be asr to carry thick wool and linen items. Because that's specifically what he's talking about in this case. And it's lav dafka, Taisantiv says, behind him. It's also in front of him. It's just that that's the normal way they used to carry. It's one pshat. Or it's teaching us a chiddush that, of course, in the front, if he would carry, because it's watched better. But even in the back, if he carries it this way, he's also over in the nether.